This week, the United States moved to increase tariffs on Indian exports, reinforcing trade policy uncertainty, just as geopolitical instability in the Middle East adds another layer of complexity for global commodity markets, including pea. India is not a marginal supplier. It is a systematically important origin across orthodox black peas, CTC production, specialty grades, and increasingly value-added formats. That means any escalation in trade friction involving India reverberates quickly and broadly through the global tea value chain. For U.S. importers, the first impact shows up in landed cost, especially where margins were already thin. Tariff uncertainty also disrupts auction-to-retail price transmission, making it harder to align buying decisions at origin with pricing commitments further downstream. There are also competitive consequences. As Indian tea becomes less predictable from a cost and trade risk perspective, buyers reassess relative positioning versus East Africa and Sri Lanka, potentially reshaping long-term sourcing strategies. And as supply chain leaders weigh private label versus branded strategies, tariff volatility encourages flexibility and risk segmentation. Adding to the uncertainty, the Supreme Court of the United States has not yet ruled on the legality of the Trump-era justification for blanket tariffs under national security authorities. That delay leaves the current tariff trade framework intact and reinforces a legal gray zone that complicates forward planning across the tea trade. Compounding these trade policy headwinds, ongoing turmoil in Iran, marked by widespread protests, thousands of deaths, economic instability, and communications blackouts, has effectively halted Indian tea exports to that market, as well as other food shipments due to breakdowns in buyer contract, payment remittances, and order execution. Iranian demand had been an important destination for premium orthodox teas from India, and its sudden stall is exerting downward pressure on prices and transaction volumes in affected categories. There is, however, a partial counterbalance. The U.S. has also introduced targeted tariff relief for agricultural and food products, explicitly including tea, coffee, and cocoa. While these exemptions do not eliminate all risk, they reduce near-term downside pressure and signal that food inflation and supply security remain sensitive policy issues. For the tea industry, this is not a passing headline. Tariffs, judicial ambiguity, geopolitical instability are now standing conditions. Strategic adaptation, not optimism, will determine who navigates these intertwined forces most successfully. Business Insight. Tariff pressures in recent years have significantly elevated costs for tea importers. In one review, U.S. importers paid nearly seven times more in tea duties over the first 7 months of 2025 than in 2024, underscoring how policy volatility amplifies risk across the entire value chain. Chinese tea beverage brand Shaji is emerging as a leading signal of a broader push by China's new style tea companies into the U.S. market. Shaji this week released its 2025 year-end review, reporting that annual tea procurement exceeded 10,000 tons and that its global store network now spans eight countries across Asia and the United States. The company's expansion pace, averaging one new store every 1.7 days, highlights continued consumer demand for freshly prepared, ready-to-drink tea formats. In April 2025, Shaji completed a NASDAQ listing, becoming the first freshly made tea brand from China to list on a U.S. exchange. Overseas membership across Asia-Pacific markets rose 177%. Year-on-year, with a majority of consumers under the age of 30, underscoring the brand's appeal among younger set. Shaji's flagship product, Boya Jasmine Green Milk Tea, has sold more than 1.25 billion cups globally since 2022, according to third-party data cited in the company's report, and it has gained traction across Southeast Asia throughout the past decade. Initial U.S. locations are now being tested in California and New York metro area as part of a cautious pilot phase. A Reuters analysis published in December places Shiji alongside other emerging Chinese brands such as Molly Tea as companies shift away from anonymous bulk exports towards brand-led international growth. The move reflects intensifying competition and slowing same-store sales growth in China's domestic tea beverage market. By entering the U.S., these brands aim to capture higher margins, control storytelling, and compete in premium lifestyle segments historically dominated by Western specialty cafes and Japanese matcha houses. However, expansion carries risk. Chinese brands must navigate tariffs, FDA compliance, labor costs, real estate economics, and geopolitical sensitivity while adapting price points to U.S. operating realities. For U.S. tea retailers and importers, the arrival of China's new style tea brand signals both new partnership opportunities and a more competitive retail landscape. Business Insight. Shiji's growth doesn't signal the end of specialty tea, but it does reset consumer expectations. What stands out isn't scale alone, it's how tea is framed as social, immediate, and visually compelling. Younger consumers are discovering tea through shared moments, not solitary rituals, and through beverages and formulations, not leaf formats. For specialty retailers, the opportunity isn't imitation, it's translation. The brands that win will be those that retain depth and provenance while meeting consumers where they are, at the cup, in the moment, and increasingly drinking together. Unilever has agreed to sell Sariwangi, Indonesia's first tea bag brand and one of the country's most recognized household tea names, marking another step in the multinational's long retreat from traditional hot tea businesses. On January 6, Unilever Indonesia confirmed it will transfer the Sariwangi brand to local Savoiasi Rasa, a local FMCG company, for roughly $89.5 million. Founded in 1973, Sariwangi pioneered the teabag format in Indonesia and was acquired by Unilever in 1989. For decades, the brand helped shape modern tea consumption in the country and remains deeply embedded in Indonesian daily life. Despite its strong brand recognition, Sariwangi distributes a relatively small share of Unilever's Indonesia financial performance, about 3% of net profit and under 3% of total revenue. Unilever said the divestiture will allow the company to focus on faster growth categories while positioning Sariwangi for its next phase under local ownership. The sale comes amid intense competition in Indonesia's FMCG market, rising consumer price sensitivity, and continued pressure on legacy hot tea volumes. Industry data shows Indonesian hot tea consumption has remained largely flat, with only marginal growth in 2025 and declines in some quarters. The transaction reinforces a broader pattern. Once the world's largest tea company, Unilever sold most of its global tea portfolio in 2022, and today retains tea operations primarily in India and Nepal, along with its interest in Pepsi, Lipton, ready-to-drink ventures in the U.S. The Sariwangi sale highlights the ongoing shift of traditional tea brands from multinational portfolios back into local hands.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.